This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, this week has been interesting to say the least, and a lot of people have been looking at California and writing about what's going on in California regarding magazines and whether they're banned or whether they're not banned. And my first guest, he wrote an article that was, I think, cited in the case and everything else as they were trying to make determinations. And that would be from Ammoland.com, John Crump. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
So tell me what's been going on. As they used to say back in the 30s, what's the rumpus? What's going on here?
Okay, last Friday, there was a judge that ruled that the California magazine ban was unconstitutional.
That would have been Benitez?
Yeah, what the plaintiffs wanted was they have a new proposition and a new law that went into effect in 2016, which says that all magazines holding multi rounds have to be destroyed or leave the state, which is a little bit different from the 2000 law, which allowed grandfathered magazines. That just removed the statute that allowed grandfathered magazines. So he knocked down not only the 2016 ban, but the 2000 ban, which opened up the floodgates. And then all the companies started selling to California. You had like X-Tech and also like Palmetto State Armory was the first one. Then you had Brownell to jump on. So people started ordering tons of magazines. The AG in California tried to get an emergency stay against the ruling. At first, they argued that there was no evidence that any magazines were entering the state. And that's where I was cited at because I contacted all these companies and they were selling hundreds of thousands. One company I talked to shipped 200,000 magazines to California. Another company had a call from a guy in California who wanted to buy 1,000 magazines. So after that and the overwhelming evidence that was in my article, they changed their tune and said, well, yeah, we admit that magazines are coming into the state and it is a grave threat to safety. And they gave the judge up until 5 p.m. yesterday to issue a stay or they're going to appeal to the Ninth Circuit. So the judge issued a stay with the caveat that any magazines that were purchased before 5 p.m. today will still be legal. So one of the things I think is a lot of people are giving him a hard time, but I think the reason why he did that is the Ninth Circuit would have put a stay on the whole thing and banned all magazines, even the ones that were ordered.
So even ones that are ordered, I guess, with a stamp, which how do they even, they can't intercept these things as they're coming in, right?
No. But I think he didn't want to make a bunch of people felons. So he ruled out. We all know how the Ninth Circuit's going to rule because they're a total liberal leaning court.
Right.
And I don't think they would have stayed the second part that would have exempted the magazines I ordered between Friday night and Friday today. There's no way that they can. I talked to one of the attorneys very familiar with the case, and he says there's no way that they can tell. What's unclear is if the magazines arrive after 5 p.m. today, are they legal or are they illegal?
Well, how are they going to be able to tell that one?
They can't. They can't. That's why he's like, I can't give you legal advice, and I can't go on the record with a quote, but I don't think there's anything to worry about. And the companies I've talked to are going to accept orders from California up until 4:55, and one's going to do 4:59 West Coast time.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought the one company has people who working around the clock. They're running 24 hours a day just to get the magazines out.
Wow. Okay.
Very interesting, right?
It is very interesting. Well, California has they have this habit of finding more things. You know, with all the gun control they already have, they're always coming up with a new way to push gun control. This was actually going to be a taking, right? They had banned magazines that held over 10 rounds. This was going to be a taking. Not only was it going to be a taking, but nobody could buy anymore after that point, right? And this sort of opens that floodgate up to where there will be more out there that they can't really trace.
Yeah. In 2000, they passed a law banning any magazine holding more than 10 rounds. And then in 2016, the law removed the grandfather clause from that. So they were asking people with these magazines to turn them into the police station.
For free.
For destruction. But there's no way they can tell.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the big old problem. When we get back, we're coming up on the first. Well, we got a couple of minutes, but I want to delve into this because you were cited as your articles. One of your articles or articles were cited in the arguing of this case and everything else. And obviously, you had enough facts in place to where it made them think. And was it Chuck Michelle that was using your stuff?
Yes. Chuck Michelle was.
Yeah, so
that is correct.
Chuck Michelle's like a heavyweight gun rights lawyer out of California, which I always wonder why he lives in California. I guess that's where the fight is, huh?
Fight.
Yeah, that's where the fight
he
is.
Likes the fight.
That's where the fight is. But the latest article that John has put up, we're going to get to that when we get back. Now, do we have any idea how many these magazines are in the state? Does anybody have any idea?
I can tell you right now, one of the companies I've spoken to off the record told me that they weren't sure how many magazines were placed, but it was at least 200,000, but probably closer to 250,000.
But that was just with them, right? That was just with their retail.
That was a single company.
That just cracks me up. It's just one of those things where it's just impossible to, and it shows that, that gun control is really sort of a futile gesture, I think.
Yeah, one guy took out a hard title loan to order magazines. That's how crazy it's going.
Yeah. You can, John is one of the featured writers at Ammoland.com. You can go to all contributors and look for John Crump. It's C-R-U-M-P. Right now he's been living in magazine land watching this unfold. And
yeah, from the
ringside seats from the East Coast, where we don't have to worry about it. But it is concerning that these people try to disarm everybody. Anyway, we'll be right back with more on this. I guess the John Crump. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Home of the binary trigger, Providence and Reformation. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to writer John Crump about this whole magazine. When you're looking at this magazine, and this may be a little before your time, it's definitely before my time. This sort of looks like the Berlin Airlift.
Yeah, exactly. It really does. One thing that really warmed my heart was there was a total chance of companies like gouging people in California. But from what I saw, most companies actually ran specials for California only, which was great to see. So they were flooding the market, which was awesome.
Yep. Yep. I mean, besides AR-15 magazines, what other stuff were they selling? Was Glock involved in that?
But yeah, a lot of Glock 33 round magazines are being sold. A lot of AK magazines as well. I was talking to X-Tech Tactical, and they actually got a call from some guy who wanted to purchase 1,000 AK mags. Unfortunately, at this point, they were almost out of stock. They only had like 600 mags left of their inventory, so they couldn't sell them that, you know, the 1,000 mags. But it was crazy how many people were buying mags and what they were buying. Like all sorts of magazines, anything you can imagine worth selling. Natchez Shooting Supplies, they started selling in California. Then they put together a email with all the different magazines. And it only took them about an hour to do. But by the time they got it completed, they were already sold out of a lot of stuff, so they had to redo the email ad. It was great. Very, very good.
Outstanding. So, why is this Attorney General? You know, he looked at the evidence that was presented by Amaland. This is in your article, which means it came from you. And why is this unacceptable danger to public safety?
Okay.
When they don't know how many is there.
Originally, first, he said that there was no evidence of magazines being sold in the state or being shipped to the state. So my article was listed as Exhibit 1 in the objection by Chuck Michelle, saying, no, there has been. Then once the AG saw my article and knew that everything was fact-checked and source-checked, he all of a sudden said, oh, well, it's a danger to public society. Basically, he knew that there were magazines being sold. He didn't know someone did the research into proving it. So after there's indisputable proof that magazines are being sold in California that held more than 10 rounds, they had to go some way because their original filing was at that point dead. So they refiled for the stay with new information.
So, how bad was this for these companies trying to meet this demand?
It took everyone by surprise. And at first, no one really knew what to make of the order. A lot of people were like, well, we have to get with our legal counsel and everything else like that. But then Palmetto State Armory on Saturday said, all right, we decided we're going to start selling. Then once they started selling, everyone else kind of jumped on board. Brownells jumped on board. Everywhere jumped on board at that point. So it was very interesting to watch.
Well, I mean, was there a glut of the magazines in the market where there was this many of them for were available? Because I know the AR market, for example, is sort of cratered right now. Does that mean that the magazines, the supplies of magazines have just been sort of sitting there, and they looked at this as a moment where they could say, we can both satisfy the need while we can and move a lot of inventory at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is part of it, but they could have raised the price and they didn't. So that's really good. At the end of the rush, it was hard for people in California to actually find people like sites with magazines in stock. Like a lot of the distributors were out of magazines. So it was an interesting thing to see a magazine rush.
Are you going to do a follow up to see, try to figure out how many magazines in total were sold in the, because we're not talking, I mean, this, let's see. Your first article came out on the 31st of March, and then the, you know, like less than 5 days later, they came back and said, oh, well, we've got to reinstitute it on this date. So there was like a 5-day period. Are you going to follow up and try to figure out how many total magazines were sold for this?
Yeah, I am going to try to follow up. Right now, a lot of the companies are just so behind in orders, and their systems are so backlog that they're not even sure how many magazines will be sold. Like one company's payment processor crashed because of the amount of magazines being sold. So they couldn't even take orders for a little while on Saturday. So it was a lot.
I'm sure it was. Well, I mean, if you figure, which one was it? Can you say which one it was that had sold over 200,000 magazines?
I cannot, because that was told to me by an employee that is not
okay.
That is not allowed to talk
about it. Well, there's only so many of them out there that would probably have that many on hand. But, I mean, there's 4 or 5 big distributors out there throughout the United States. But we're headed to the next break. Now, when we get back, John went out there and he did something that nobody else, as far as I know, has done. He took a look at all of the alternatives for gun media creators and found the different places to go. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. You can find his articles at ammoland.com. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President and 2020 campaign hopeful Joe Biden holds his first campaign event in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
It's well past time that the minimum wage nationally be a minimum of $15. It's well past. It's time to start rewarding work over wealth. The first step is to reverse President Trump's tax cut for the very wealthy and corporations. We need to eliminate
these special tax breaks from the tax code.
Police and federal agents have charged 26-year-old Mark Stephen Domingo with providing and attempting to provide material support to terrorists. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says Domingo was planning a terror attack in California.
At times, Mr. Domingo said that he wanted to kill Jews as they walked to synagogue. At other times, he said he wanted to kill and target police officers.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to writer John Crump from ammoland.com. And John went the other day. Well, I mean, I was actually a little part of this. John went where everybody's been talking about this, but there's a subset of creators out there on YouTube. They're gun reviewers. And YouTube, while YouTube has been demonetizing across the board, they've cut 80% of the possible income that you can make off of YouTube across the board. So, for a lot of people, this had become a cottage business to run. And a lot of people started saying, well, what is next? What's the alternative here? John went out there and looked and tried to see what was out there. John, what did you find?
I found it interesting that there was a lot of websites out there to actually upload videos. I mean, you have the Vimeos and you have the YouTubes and stuff like that, but you really can't monetize it. So I found two that are gun-focused. One is Fool30.com, and the other one is Gunstreamer.com. Both of these sites allow you to upload videos. Fool 30 is more exclusive. Like, you cannot just sign up for an account and upload videos. You have to be chosen to get a channel. But GunStreamer is one that where anyone can sign up. A cool thing about GunStreamer is that you can import your whole entire YouTube catalog over, and they also have a feature that will, every time you upload to YouTube, it will pull that video over to GunStreamer. And they have their own payment system built in called Contribute Us, which is kind of like a Patreon alternative, but for gun streamers, basically. YouTube right now, like you said, they're demonetizing videos, and they're also taking action against videos that show stuff like putting together an AR and everything else like that. It's only a matter of time before they ban gun videos totally. I can see that coming fairly shortly, most likely.
So you think YouTube is going to kick everybody off at some point?
Eventually, yeah. I mean, they're under a lot of pressure to do that already. Like anti-gun groups like Mama's Man Action always talks about YouTube. Every Town always talks about YouTube. Giffords always talks about YouTube. So all these anti-gun groups are putting so much pressure on YouTube. And also you have the anti-gun politicians putting pressure on Google, which owns YouTube, to get rid of gun videos. And it's only a matter of time.
Well, it may be. The problem is that YouTube, I don't remember how much YouTube is uploaded every minute. It's like hours and hours and hours of YouTube is uploaded every minute. It's very hard to keep track with it. YouTube has a lot of things slip up on them. And they advertise, they put a lot of advertising on it. But the thing, like GunStreamer, I didn't know about GunStreamer when John was talking about this article, because he was asking what I thought of this and looking for places to look around. GunStreamer is interesting in that it relies on YouTube, but it can be a standalone.
Yeah, it doesn't rely on YouTube per se.
Right.
There's an option to import videos that are on YouTube, and a lot of the gun channels have like hundreds of videos on YouTube. So instead of, you know, re-uploading one at a time, you can just pull your whole catalog over. And then you can also just upload to YouTube and it'll automatically load up there. So it's less steps.
It's less steps. Now, the only problem I see with these, and you tell me what you think about these, when you were interviewing these, because I know some of the people at Full 30. I'm on Full 30. I'm on GunStreamer. But the problem they have is traffic. They don't have as much traffic as YouTube does. And part of the reason for that, and I don't know what they, and this is just my thought, and I'd be interested as to what they said about it. Part of the reason is that everybody that is on Full 30 and everybody's on GunStreamer still is on YouTube.
Yeah, that is a huge problem. What I think that they're doing is, they're seeing the writing on the wall, and the machine learning is getting better. The machine learning is getting better at catching stuff. When YouTube first started, I mean, you upload a video in the day, and there would always be some type of porn there because the machine learning wasn't smart enough to catch it fast enough until someone manually flagged it for review, and then it got removed. Now, the machine learning is so good. If you, if you flick off the camera, it can tag that. Because that's just where technology is going. And the machine learning is not going to get any less advanced. It's going to get more advanced. It's going to get better at detecting stuff. So when YouTube finally does, you know, kick off all the gun channels, it's not going to be that hard. It's not going to be as hard as everyone thinks it is. But I think both of the sites are trying to position themselves as that. GunStreamer is a little bit more into that idea. And they're also going to launch another website for more than just gun content. More of, like, you know, the InfoWars and all the other sites that got kicked off of YouTube for, the YouTube fault police and crackdown on. So I think that's going to help them out a lot, too.
Well, you know, I'm just waiting to see how it all shakes out, because the one thing I don't like about Full 30 is that, it, like you said, it's by invitation only. And how do you even communicate with them to say, hey, I would like to be invited? I had a leg up on that, and I think everybody that's on there has to have a leg up on it. But at the same time, some of these guys that are just trying to make a living off of video that they post alone, I also think that's another mistake. I use it as an augmentation for my sponsors to shoot a video and then give them an embed code. And that's all I want out of it. I don't care if I make a dime off of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the smart thing to do. The diversifying revenue streams is definitely a smart thing to do. One thing that a lot of advertisers don't like is you have CPM and you have CPC. One is, you know, for every 1,000 views, they give the streamer a certain amount of money, or the YouTuber, or whatever you want to call people, the creators, a certain amount of money. And the other model is the creators get a certain amount of money for every time someone clicks on a link. A lot of advertisers don't like, the CPM model, because who knows if the people are actually watching or looking at the advertisement, where, you know, if it's like the click model, they can tell that people are actually clicking on it. It's better for analytics and everything else.
Let's hold that thought, because I want to talk about that when we get back, because you've done a deep dive. I'd like to hear about that, just because you and I have never discussed this. John is a writer, John Crump at Amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh yeah, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Been talking about some unsung stuff with John Crump from ammoland.com. When you were doing this research to see where the alternatives to YouTube were, did you actually speak to any people that advertise with people that were using video as an advertisement? Did you, where did you get that kind of information to where they didn't like the CPM model so much?
I reached out to the advertisers that I saw that were advertising on not only YouTube, but on GunStreamer, and also the ones on Full 30, to ask them, you know, what is your experience? What do you like? What don't you like about
right.
it? And that's where I got the information from.
That's really interesting to me, because for me, one of the reasons I shoot video, I shoot video so that the advertiser themselves, I do it in a way to where I hope they want to take it and share it and use it. But I'm not out there trying to inflate how many times it's getting viewed. In YouTube, it's all about things like tagging, titling, description. Sometimes you get it right, sometimes you get it wrong. If it's a new company and there are no tags for it, it can be the greatest product in the world, but if nobody knows it's out there to look for it, that becomes a problem. So for me, I shoot video and I pretty much just throw it out there and I say, here it is, do what you want with it, and I walk away.
that's a little bit different than, you know, like running ads like on the side of the videos or whatnot. That's another thing. If you watch it in full screen, you're not going to see those ads.
Right. Even on full 30?
Oh, I'm not sure about full 30, but I'm talking about like on YouTube.
YouTube, that's definitely for sure. But how do these guys feel about the advent of all of this? Are some of the way they're running ads, is that to defeat the ad blocking software? That's got to be a big problem for them too.
Yeah, ad blocking software is definitely a huge issue. That's why a lot of people are going to sponsored content, which I think is really smart, where you know, the person actually making the video says, this is sponsored by such and such.
Right.
Because that's right in front of the face, and they don't have to worry about ad blocking software or anything else like that.
Right.
So people will they'll definitely see it because, like, it's in the video. It's like product placement and stuff like that. That, I think, is where a lot of companies are going to. Not just in the gun world, but overall.
Right. I try to point that out to some of these guys, and sometimes they get it and sometimes they don't, but I'm encouraged that they seem to be getting it now, because that is a sort of an added bonus that anybody can get. Although I have another way that I'm going to attack YouTube. I'm going after YouTube because I found one thing that they don't block. Can you guess what that is? They don't block fiction. you can do whatever you want with fiction. And I'm trying, and for reasons that are purely the name of my YouTube channel. For any of you that might want to go subscribe, I would really like that. Lock and Load Radio 1, LOCKNLOAD Radio 1. For some reason, because I call it Lock and Load Radio 1, I'm not lumped in with gun channels for the most part. I've had two videos demonetized. At one point, I was going to demonetize everything. And then I just said, let's just see. Let's try to get a... And what they did was they just said it wasn't advertiser-friendly. It was still good on YouTube Red. So, and it still makes money on YouTube Red, too, which I don't even know how my videos get on YouTube Red. But that's all beside the point.
Well, I mean, like, everyone's videos are kind of on YouTube Red. If a YouTube Red subscriber goes to your video, then you can still earn money off of it.
And yet, the other thing that I'm doing, as far as video is concerned, is like with Netflix, right? When I met you, John, did I have a bunch of cameras out that time?
No.
I don't think I did. So now I run around to all of these little things with a bunch of cameras, but I've got a cinema camera coming. And to get on Netflix, you have to have an approved camera. You have to be able to film it with an approved camera. So my long-term goal is to try to think of a show format to put on Netflix. I don't know how far that'll go. But there's so many channels out there that you can put something like that on. If you could land it on Netflix, I think that would, that's probably an uphill swim for me, or an upstream swim. But I'm going to go that way. But, I mean, fiction is the untouched ground so far, as far as I can see. And that's something I'm going to explore. And I'm going to advertise the mud out of every product that I put in the fictional accounting.
Yeah, product placement is the feature.
Look at
all the Marvel movies. You ever notice why everybody in a Marvel movie drives an Audi? Because Audi pays Marvel millions of dollars.
I love it when I get a phone call in the middle of a radio show. That's just stupendous. Everything I have is Apple, so everything is hooked to each other. So, like the computer that controls the audio, of course, it rings. So now that the magazine stampede is over with, and now that you've looked at the alternatives and everything, what do you think is going to be the next big sticking point out there, where the anti-gunners are going to, they're either going to be coming for us or this thing in California with the magazines, it was a little bit like them juggling chainsaws, the way they were reacting to it. What do you think is going to be their next juggling onslaught? What do you think? Any ideas?
Red flag laws.
All
these things are going for red flag laws.
The thing with the red flag laws, we've already seen one guy get killed in Maryland.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that if this happens a few more times, this would precipitate sort of a Bundy Ranch sort of set off, especially if it happens too many times in the same jurisdiction. But there needs to be some legal recourse to this. But I call these things minority reports because you ever seen that movie with Tom Cruise?
Yeah, that's exactly what they are.
Yeah, I mean, it's about what you might do. It has nothing to do with what you've done. So everybody that they go after hasn't committed a crime. And the guy they killed had not committed a crime, except he wouldn't give in to them taking their guns, his guns, because, I have to agree with you on that one. And it doesn't help any that my senior senator is pushing him because he's an idiot.
Yeah,
and Marco Rubio is an idiot. And
yeah. The scary thing about red flag laws is not only is there no due process, most of the states have it so the judge doesn't have to release the reason for the extreme risk protection order of being issued.
That's right.
The guy that was killed in Maryland.
That's right.
The judge has not unsealed the reason why there was an extreme risk protection order. We know from his niece that it was just a family dispute, and he liked his guns, and so his sister, or sister-in-law, decided she wanted to do that to teach him a lesson or whatnot. And but we can't know for sure, but that's according to family members, is what it was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of covering up, but I mean, somebody's going to end up either getting sued or there's going to be some police officers get killed. It's a very bad dynamic to get into. But before we run out of time, let me make sure everybody knows where to go. Amaland.com. This is an aggregator of all things gun, outdoors, everything. And John is one of the featured writers there. You can find his stuff. If you go to all contributors, you can just look for John Crump, C-R-U-M-P. And, you can read all about the Great California Mag Stampede and the YouTube alternatives and all the other stuff that he's done and all the other stuff he's got coming up. Thank you for joining me, sir.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a good day.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next, the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now,
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.